USA Radio News with Wendy King.
A lieutenant at the Orange Beach Police Department in Alabama is confirming that they've had one death due to Hurricane Sally. In Florida, high water search and rescue operations are still continuing after massive amounts of rain swamped the coastline. The slow-moving storm slammed the Gulf Coast for hours. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis says some areas will see more flooding in the days ahead.
Rain that's being dumped to our north is going to impact places in northwest Florida. So you're going to have these rivers that are going to crest. Maybe it'll happen tomorrow, maybe Friday. You'll maybe even see some of them will happen this weekend.
The hurricane has been downgraded to a tropical storm. 200 members of the Florida National Guard will arrive on Thursday to help. Curfews have been put in place in some coastal Alabama towns. This is USA Radio News.
Are you interested in making an extra $5,000 to $10,000 a month flipping tax-lien properties or buying tax-forfeited properties at 50% off market value to flip for even larger cash profits? Then listen. The Tax Lien Wealth Builders Company is offering a free tax lien investor kit to anyone that texts INVEST to 72000 right now. With this kit, you'll learn to use their formula and website to buy tax liens anywhere in the U.S. that can earn you up to 18 to 25% returns secured by the government. It's so simple you can even do this from the safety of your own home if you have access to the right online tools. So if you're looking to become a real estate investor without getting dirty, fixing up houses, or unclogging toilets, text INVEST to 72000 now to get your free tax lien investor kit, plus free tickets to an online training session, and see how fast you can receive your first tax lien paycheck. You can't afford to wait. Text INVEST to 72000. That's Tax INVEST to 72000 for your free kit now. Individual results may vary. Text INVEST to 72000.
An elderly couple has been found dead near their fire-ravaged home in Northern California. They had been packed to evacuate, but decided to stay based on erroneous information about the blaze. Wildfires are still burning in Oregon, California, and Washington, and residents are getting a truer sense of the destruction caused by the fires. In Oregon, 1 million acres have burned, and over 2,000 homes and structures have been destroyed. 8 people have died. Blazes in Washington have charred over 800,000 acres and destroyed nearly 500 structures. One person was confirmed dead. And in California, authorities have confirmed the deaths of at least 25 people from fires that have scorched over 3.3 million acres and destroyed over 4,200 structures. Here in Southern Oregon, the smoke is still hazardous, and many communities are setting up donations for the thousands who have lost their homes. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
One senator is speaking out against protesters who aren't so peaceful. USA Radio's Tim Berg has more.
Kenosha, Wisconsin Fire Chief Charles Lepeg says the damage from the rioting and looting over the police shooting of Jacob Blake has now topped $11 million in Kenosha. A company called Property Claim Insurances has tracked insurance claims since the rioting and looting took place, and what they're saying is the damage that occurred will at least be $1 billion to $2 billion in paid insurance claims. Republican Senator from Florida Marco Rubio saying peaceful protesting is fine, but the violence and looting has to stop.
A lot of these small businesses that were looted and destroyed or had to close because the streets were unsafe, a lot of them were owned by the very minorities that these rioters allegedly were out there in favor of. And look, it's really important to point the difference that if somebody wants to go out and hold up a sign and scream and be loud because they are against something that's happening in our country, whether you agree with them or not, that's their constitutional right. What you don't have a right to do is set fires and attack police stations and kill people in the streets and burn down buildings and loot businesses. And that's what's happened here.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
You can hear classic news from days ago in our archives or get up-to-the-minute news at our website at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.